The first thing you need to know about habitat restoration in Southeast Alaska is that the first few decades of industrial-scale logging often occurred in riparian areas, 1 to 200 feet or a tree length on either side of a stream bottom.
They're really important for fish production. They're also really important for vegetation, deer, bear. All life seems to really focus around those riparian areas.
That's Perry Edwards, a fisheries biologist with the Sitka Ranger District. The 739-acre timber unit in the Stargavin Valley was harvested in the late 1960s, before the Tongass Timber Reform Act in 1990 banned some logging practices that were found to be harmful, and to contemporary ears sound almost unbelievable.
The easiest place to drive the logging equipment was to use the streams as the roads, because it was quicker, it was cheaper, and so they drove straight up and down those, and they straightened those streams out, and they broke down the banks, and they removed any kind of large wood that was in there that helps to provide that fish habitat.
Edwards says other misguided ideas also contributed to the deterioration of riparian areas, namely a practice known as stream cleaning, where large woody debris was removed from the water after logging. Biologists have since learned that large wood is critical to fish habitat, forming pools for juvenile fish and controlling stream flow in high water events.
You've got to take care of the entire watershed.
Mark Kelke is the Southeast Projects Director for Trout Unlimited.
And have the interplay of the different functions working together to really make the best fish habitats. So looking at a watershed holistically instead of just at fish is what we're trying to do.
Trout Unlimited solicited contributions from other conservation groups, including the Wilberforce Foundation, the National Resource Conservation Service, and the National Forest Foundation, and used the money to contract with two professional forest thinners who have spent the summer working in the valley. Trout Unlimited has been involved in Southeast restoration projects for the last 4 years. Habitat restoration has been the centerpiece of Trout Unlimited's national agenda for the last 50 years. Kelke says the thinning in Stargavin this summer was not a one-shot deal.
We'll definitely keep working on it until we get the habitat back in a situation where it's productive again. For us, one of the reasons we were especially interested in being involved in Stargavin is that it's a very accessible place, and we can get people out there to see what's going on, and hopefully that's going to encourage more funding and more interest in doing the same kind of thing in other watersheds throughout the region.
Last year, the Forest Service collaborated with the University of Alaska to build two log cabins out of Stargavin Second Growth. The first was put in the Stargavin campground. The other was shipped to Wrangell. The byproduct this time around is firewood. Not many of the trees are cabin-sized, but there is plenty of smaller stuff that the Forest Service says is free for the taking. This is a departure from some thinning techniques like girdling, where trees are left to rot where they fall. While not a full-fledged biomass project yet, Forest Service biologist Perry Edwards says removing the thin trees for firewood will jumpstart the restoration of the Stargavin watershed.
The main driver behind doing this thinning work is to improve wildlife habitat, specifically deer winter habitat, try to open that up, try to get the light to the understory so that we can get more food that deer use in the wintertime. So you have bunchberry, you have blueberry, you have foam flower, you have a number of other species of plants that are really critical for deer. And when those second growth stands really close in, it just becomes a desert. It's dark, there's nothing on the ground, you open that up to light, the remaining trees that are in there are going to grow faster and get you moving back towards that productive whole growth at a much faster rate than if we just left it to natural succession.
Firewood gathering permits in Stargavin are free to the public. They're available at the district headquarters in Sitka. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.